Nelson, a Special Cat. A cat named Nelson was crying in the garden. He continued to cry and cry until Madiba the mouse came by and asked,
"Why are you crying?"
"I'm crying because my sister doesn't want to play with me,"
answered the cat.
"How come?"
replied the mouse.
"Because I'm different. My parents and my sister have a red fur with blue eyes. And I,"
he burst into tears,
"I have a white fur with black, white and red spots. And my eyes, one is blue and the other one is yellow."
So the mouse said,
"You know that the world is beautiful because we are all different."
Nelson was happy to hear those words. Therefore, he decided to go to his sister Evelyn and announce,
"I want to play with you."
He did it, but she shouted,
"You're ugly, get away."
Nelson was so sad that the only solution he could think of was to leave his house. And so he did. During his lonely journey, he met a kid who was playing on the street.
"Oh, what a cool cat,"
thought the child. For this reason, he held him and said,
"I have never seen such a beautiful, colored and different cat like you."
Nelson was amazed for this compliment. He said goodbye to the kid and kept walking on the street. Suddenly, he met a big dog with gray and black fur, yellow eyes, who smelled like fish and junk. The dog claimed to be the boss of the neighborhood, and as soon as Nelson was in front of him, he said,
"This is my neighborhood. There is no space here for you."
Nelson, annoyed but also wounded by those words, replied,
"Why on earth should this be your neighborhood? It doesn't say anywhere you are the boss, so don't talk to me like that."
The dog got so angry at the cat's reply that he yelled at him,
"Oh, I don't think you know who you are talking to."
And he started to chase the little cat, who started to run as fast as he could not to get caught. But suddenly, Nelson found himself in front of a high fence. There were no other ways, but such a high hurdle, it was impossible for him to jump over it. And the dog was getting closer and closer. What to do? Wait for the dog's arrival or try out his abilities? There was only a chance to get away from the dog. It was jumping over the fence. Before declaring defeat, it was worth trying. He wasn't sure of what he was doing as he was leaping over the fence, but he did it. Nelson was surprised. The dog was big and terrifying, but he was agile and sly. After this adventure, Nelson longed to see his mom. He missed her. So, he decided to return home. He didn't take the same road because he was afraid to meet the dog again. He walked, walked, and walked. And finally, he reached his house. He saw his mom, who was desperately looking for him. She hugged him. What a nice feeling it was. She had a soft fur that smelled like sweet milk and a gentle voice.
"Nelson, where have you been?"
asked his mom.
"I went away from home because I'm different and my sister didn't want to play with me,"
said Nelson. Meanwhile, Evelyn got close by.
"Evelyn, is it true?"
asked the mom.
"Yes, mom,"
she replied.
"Evelyn and Nelson, I want to ask you something. Do you like playing games and flying with your imagination?"
The two cats nodded.
"And do you like being loved?"
The two cats nodded.
"Although the color of your fur is different and your eyes are different, don't you have a similar heart full of love, my dear kittens?"
"Yes,"
they replied together. The two kittens looked at each other and understood the meaning of their mom's words. They had different fur colors and different eyes too, but that was not a problem. In the end, the two little cats learned that being different wasn't a problem. And Nelson remembered the words that once a mouse said to him.
The world is beautiful because we are all different.
Moral of the story. Being different isn't an obstacle, but a treasure.